As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Ah, yes, it is that time of the week. A Fransky Friday on the Midday Show. Scott, brought to you by Morgan and Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, as the Phillies get a split against the Giants and welcome in the Marlins this weekend. Scott, how you doing?
Scott.
I'm doing great. What a gorgeous day outside.
Yes, it is. Finally, Scott. Now, Scott, I've gotten a lot of heat for this, man, but I want to ask you because you're our baseball expert.
Okay.
How much does the cold weather how much can the cold weather factor in to the way a team plays at this time of year?
Well, it can factor into how a team plays, how individual players play. But obviously, both teams are playing in the same elements at the same time.
That ain't really helping me out.
No, I know. I know it's not helping you out. But I mean, again, if it was 30 degrees for the Phillies and 80 for the Giants.
I got you.
Yeah. So, again, every player is different. Every player is, individual, and everybody's got their preferences or whatever. Might have a tough day, bad day, good day, whatever. So, again, the elements are the same for both sides. You just got
to suck it up, I guess.
Yeah. You got to suck it up and do it.
They would call me a company man, Scott. That kind of –
you were being
and
like,
I,
you
Scott,
were.
But here's the thing, Scott. I didn't play for the Phillies. I was just trying to let people know that the weather could potentially affect somebody.
Yeah, I mean, that sentence alone, you're right. You are right. The weather can affect someone, and it might affect player A more than it affects player B.
Yeah, and we see that in April a lot with certain players, Scott, whether it be hitters or pitchers. We'll get to one of those pitchers. Scott, let's start with the good, because last week, since we last spoke, has been up and down. Some good, some not so good. Let's start with the very good, and that's Christopher
Sand. Yeah, where are you, Joe? Are you on full panic button right now?
Yesterday. That was yesterday.
No, that was yesterday. They won yesterday, so he's good now. He's good.
Oh, he's dialed it back today.
Yeah. I feel great today, Scott. Today's we're off a win. I mean, that changes everything. Scott, let's talk about the good, which is Christopher Sanchez. He's picked up, really, really left off last year, but maybe even better. Yesterday, he was excellent, and Scott, they needed it, and he's 4-0 now after losses. He's been everything I think people anticipated coming out of spring training. What would you notice yesterday? Why was he so good for in your eyes yesterday?
Well, I mean, the fastball changeup combo had him, maybe the shadows played into that some too, I'm not sure, but it was a good changeup. I think he's still gonna keep working on that slider, refining it, but as a 1-2 punch, the fact that his velo is up on the fastball, and he had we've seen games where he has to sort of search for the changeup a little bit. He doesn't have a great feel for it right away. But yesterday it was there from the very beginning. And, Giants definitely rested a couple of guys that, would normally be in the lineup. But Sanchez is really good. And I didn't even realize this, but the Phillies have now won 11 straight games that he started, going back to last year. And I mean, That doesn't happen unless you're giving them a chance to win every single time out. Doesn't mean he's going to win. Doesn't mean they're going to take the long road to get there. But they're winning every time he goes to the mound. And that says a lot about a starting pitcher to me and the quality, you know, night in and night out that he's putting up there.
Yeah, he's been great. That's a long stretch there of wins. All right, let's talk about the inverse, and we kind of had some fun with it with the weather from the other night, which is Aaron Nola. So it's the opposite so far. They haven't won his starts. He's struggled so far this year. Velocity down, the command and the control, which is not typical for him. That's been a lot of walks, including guys being walked in. He seemed very upset about that after the game. Scott, how concerned should we be with Nola? How concerned are you? I mean, I didn't anticipate he was going to stay a number two starter around that range his entire contract, but I think we thought maybe it'd be a more steady level off. It looks like he's fallen from where he was a few years ago, but doesn't mean he can't figure it out. What do you think about Nola so far and where he's headed?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't bet against him figuring it out necessarily. I mean, his velocity is down, which is one thing, but the command for me, you know, he can pitch at 89 to 91. If his command is on, he can do that. And he's smart enough. He knows, you know, where to locate. It's just a matter of executing how to locate. So I think if that kind of comes back, then I wouldn't have any long-term concerns. I mean, I've asked the question, pardon me, a few times just to make sure, you know, like, hey, there's nothing going on, right? Like, there's no health concern at all. I mean, this is just a guy who has come out of spring training and the velo's down a little bit. Sometimes they can find little mechanical tweaks that might help, and maybe there's some thought to search for that. But again, I for me, I'm not overly concerned about him at this point. You're certainly in a better spot now than you were a couple of years ago because of the emergence of Christopher, the acquisition of Luzardo. I mean, your rotation's just flat out deeper, so. But, yeah, I wouldn't be overly concerned at the moment.
Scott Fransky with us here, Fransky Friday. Scott, the lineup changed from the last time we talked, right? I think it was right after we spoke, that Friday game in St. Louis. They put Stott at the top, and we've seen that now a little bit against right-handed pitching. What's your thought on it? I mean, it does seem like they're getting pretty good results. I didn't look at Stott before last Friday and say he should be the leadoff hitter, but maybe it just works out where Schwarber gets to protect Harper, and this is the way they kind of run their lineup against righties. And what have you thought of the week-long experiment so far with Stott leading off against righties?
You know, I don't mind it. I like the idea that Stott and Turner 1-2 have a little speed up there, you know, can generate some stuff. Whichever one gets on, right? It's not always going to be one or the other or both. But if they get on, they can do some stuff. They were obviously in a spot there where they had to find somebody who was going to bat behind Harp, who was going to be able to protect Harper and make sure he got some pitches to hit. And I think we're seeing that he is. It's kind of interesting that, you know, Kyle still drawing walks. I know he had two hits yesterday, but before that, you know, he was hitting a buck 80 or something like that over the last 8 or 9 games and only really driven in one run. As soon as he gets in that, you know, middle part of the order, which, you know, go figure. But it would not surprise me if Castellanos were to keep hitting well. It would not surprise me if they tried it again with Schwarber at the top and Castellanos hitting fourth, Harper hitting third. You know what I mean? It wouldn't shock me. Now, again, I don't mind Harper Schwarber back to back. Doesn't bother me at all. You know, in terms of two left-handed hitters there, doesn't bother me at all. Maybe there's going to be a rare left-hander out there that you don't want to see that against, but all in all, it doesn't bother me.
Scott, you got to see the Giants this week. It was a good series back and forth, and trends are starting to form. I know it's really still early in the season, but that NL West is really good, Scott. I know before the season we said, you know, the NL East, would we get two teams in? Would we get three? Scott, what's your thought after seeing the Giants? I know the Dodgers were here a couple weeks ago. Do you think the situation in the NL might be a little different than we thought, where that West is really now the strongest division, and it maybe changes the importance of winning the NL East because maybe there's not two available wild cards out of this same division, maybe not even one available wild card?
Yeah. I got to be honest with you. I'm not overly impressed right now with the starting pitching of either the Giants or the Dodgers. I haven't seen the Padres. I mean, again, the Giants were winning a lot because of timely hitting and bullpen. That's how they've been winning, not with their starting pitching. Now, does that mean they're not going to – their starters aren't – they're good. They're solid. But I mean, they might be a factor, but I don't love either of their rotations right now. I'd certainly take the Phillies in a heartbeat over anything those guys, you know, in terms of a 1-5 or 1-6 at this point.
Scott, let's talk about the center field situation. Marsh banged up a little bit. Seems like maybe potentially sprained knee, but they don't think it's super serious at this moment. We've seen Rojas out there now because he's had to be, and they trying to give Marsh a couple days earlier this week. Do you think at some point here the conversation around Justin Crawford's going to pick up, or is that a matter of, hey, it's got to be when he's ready, not because the Phillies have a potential need in center field?
Yeah, you're not going to see Justin Crawford come up until they think he's ready. It's not going to be like, oh, we're just going to call him up to stop gap something. I think he's still a ways away from everything I've heard. That's not the name you should be thinking about right now. And again, down the road, absolutely, they think he's a really good player and has a big league future. But I don't think that's what they're thinking of right now. I mean, I think they're still looking at Marsh and Rojas as their center field. They're just trying to figure out how to make it work, right? And that might take time in the minors for either one of them to figure it out, right? At a certain point, guys get buried and they need to be able to breathe. And it might take removing them from the bright lights and the pressure and all that. It may not. It depends on the player, and it depends on what the staff thinks would be best for that player. But I think right now the idea is still that they're going to find a way to make those guys work. If they can't, you know, later on down the road, maybe Crawford's ready. Maybe that's a possibility. But I don't think that's – in the near term, I don't think that's something anybody should be thinking about right now.
Good stuff, Scott. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll be listening tonight as Miami is in before you guys head up to play the Mets on Monday. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, and have a happy Easter, man. Have a happy Easter.
Hey, same to you. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Happy Easter, Scott. There we go. Scott Fransky with us on a Fransky Friday. So he says don't look for Crawford anytime soon, but that was interesting that maybe at some point either Marsh or Rojas need some time in AAA to kind of get back. I mean, you could make a case for either of them, but yeah. Someone has to stay here. Both go.
Yeah, because we need to get a little bit more. And you know, we have to figure out how to get more out of those positions late in that lineup.
Well, for sure, and they haven't, but they've been able to overcome it. They're 11-8 after the win yesterday, in part, a huge part, because of Sanchez. All right, 215-592-9494. This hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do your car 94 only at Sunoco. All right, we got a lot left to do on the show today. Daily Mock at 1 o'clock coming up an hour from now. We will check in with you people. We have a new special Friday thing that we're developing here we'll get to as well. But we also have this great prize to give away, a 4-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party at the Link, presented by Lincoln Financial Group, next Thursday, April 24th at 7 p.m. We're looking for your most creative, best go-to egg dishes as we're a couple days away from Easter. Let's get back to the conversation on AJ, and would you trade him for a top-5 pick? Again, if you just hopped in, there's a lot of smoke that's been out there. Matthew Berry, after the combine, said the Patriots called the Eagles about the availability of AJ. Patriots obviously have a top-10 pick. They have the top-4 pick. And then yesterday, Howard Eskin said he had heard there was some chatter around AJ and conversations maybe with a top-10 pick on the other side. So that's where we're at. Hugh and I would both do it. AJ for a top-5 pick. Would you? Rob in Delco is up. Hey, Rob.
Yo, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Rob.
What's up, Rob?
Hey, listen. I love Scott Fransky, but he's out of his mind, Joe.
About? I'll text him and tell him. What did he say?
About center field. I mean, they're gonna make it work? I mean, come on. What the hell are we doing here? I mean, I love Fransky. Don't get me wrong. But you can disagree with people you love, Hugh. You know what I mean?
No, you definitely can. This is you and Kyle every day.
So Scott, so Rob, you could disagree. he may be right that they're going to try to make it work. It doesn't mean we have to agree they should. But he might be right that we're just going to see a lot of Rojas and Marsh the next couple of months, even if we don't want to.
Marichal, there's nothing they can do. They can't get anybody in a trade. I mean, anybody. I don't care what they do. It's not going to work, Joe. It's 110% you would agree it's not going to work. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I mean, I've resigned myself to the fact that if it's just Rojas and Marsh, they're going to have bottom of baseball kind of production out of center field. Like bottom three or four, yeah.
What are we doing? We want to compete with the Dodgers, and this is what we're doing. I mean, I just don't get it. You know what I mean? They'll get the money. The people will show up, concessions and parking and all that, right? They'll get their money. So I don't understand why they're going to make us suffer through 2 or 3 months.
Well, if they don't think Crawford's ready, they've boxed themselves into a corner now, at least until someone will trade him something. All right, Rob, what are you thinking on the AJ situation?
All right, listen. Kyle, disagree with me. If we can get up to 2 or 3, I would do it. We can't do it for, you know, the fifth pick. If we can get to 2 or 3, Joe, I would do it. But no, it's got to be the second pick. Because you can't even do it for the third pick. There's no guarantee he'll be there in the third pick.
So who do you want? You want Carter or Hunter?
No, I'd go Carter. Can we keep number 32? Or we have to give that up in the mix?
Oh, no. Hugh and I are keeping 32.
Yeah, we're keeping. In this hypothetical, yeah. we're keeping 32.
We're just trying to get up to top five.
All right, for that hypothetical, we could take, you know, they're probably a good guy at 32, right? We could go wide out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would do it. If we can get the number 2, boys, I'm all about, I told you, I love my mother, but I would trade my mother for the number 2 pick. You know what I mean? Like, I'll do whatever.
I'd trade your mother, too.
Yeah. but not AJ. You trade his mom, but not AJ. Yeah.
I would trade your father, Kyle. That's how we called him on the radio. You know what I mean?
I'd trade your dad, me.
Yeah, he's a good caller, actually. We could keep that coming. Rob, what do you got for us for your egg dish? What are you thinking?
All right, now, if somebody said this, excuse me, but Hugh, sometimes people can get too nuts. I'm all about simple. I tried this for the first time. Scrambled eggs with ketchup on it.
You tried it for the first time? What do you mean? Like the ketchup part, or it's just...
No. Like, I tried the first time when I was a kid, and
I loved it. I get it, yeah.
No, but I'm saying, like, to keep it simple. Scrambled eggs with ketchup on it. I think it's
sometimes simple works, Rob. Rob will get you in the mix. Scrambled eggs and ketchup. So I've moved off of ketchup.
I've grown out of ketchup, too.
There's a lot of sugar in ketchup, too.
Yeah,
man.
I'm out.
No, every adult at one point should outgrow ketchup.
Now, but that combination does work. Scrambled eggs and ketchup works. But I don't usually do it anymore. I'm more a hot sauce guy.
Yeah.
Scrambled eggs, a little hot sauce. What do you put on your scrambled eggs when you splurge?
Nothing.
Yeah, just season them good.
Season them real. Yeah, that's it.
You don't need anything, but I do like a little hot sauce.
Maybe I'll put a little sour cream in there.
You could do that.
Mm. Yeah.
You're out on that?
Mm.
What do you mean?
You don't eat like anything, though.
No, I just like to eat my eggs plain.
Salt and pepper,
I've gotten to the point now where I can eat my french fries plain. I don't need ketchup on my french fries.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I'd rather eat them plain than with ketchup.
Yeah, I can eat them plain.
They're best with mayo, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it, but it's not my go-to, but I like that.
Trust.
Trust what?
That they're good with mayo.
That's
how they eat them in Europe, man.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Mean in Europe, though.
Well, but that's where they came from.
We are clearly not in Europe.
Yeah, we know
that's obvious. Gino's in Philly. Hey, Gino.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Gino, what's up?
Big fella, how you doing?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
All right, listen, I got to be with Kyle. You can't trade AJ for the fifth pick. It's not possible. He's proven. You're going to draft somebody that's not proven yet, and you can't take that risk.
But
every year. Yeah, you do that every draft.
Wouldn't you never trade a player for a pick then?
Not A.J. Brown. I mean, he's too valuable for our team. I understand he had an off year this year, but, I mean, the dude's a stud. He's a
nobody's disputing that. But listen to this, Gino. Just think about this for a minute. Just think about this for a minute. Close your eyes if you're not driving, and think about having Abdul Carter.
I'm closing my eyes.
And Jalen Carter on this defensive line.
Wow.
You know what that echoes me? Like, just hypothetically, that I see shades of Jerome Brown and Reggie White.
Ooh.
I'm just saying that. I know because a lot of people get mad because when I said last year, a couple years ago, when Jalen Carter looked like Jerome Brown, that's too early. What he look like now?
He
looks like Jerome Brown.
So just close your eyes. Think about that for
me. So you mean to tell me he took a few years to become a great player?
No, but I'm just saying.
Okay, but what if you traded AJ Brown for like a TJ Watt or a Miles Garrett, like in
a little bit older, but here, check this out though, Gino. This would be Jalen Carter's third season, right? This is only Abdul Carter's first. So we're going to have them for at least 5 years.
Yep, at a cheap price.
So,
you know, I get your idea, and your idea would probably keep them having a better chance to win the Super Bowl next year because those guys are in their prime, but it doesn't fix the money issue. Like, the Eagles have some money.
It doesn't fix the future either.
Right. This would help with the money, and it would help with the future. Would it make them worse next year? Yeah, probably. Probably a little bit. I mean, I think that's part of the equation. All right, Gino, what do you got for us? Your egg dish.
Eggs in purgatory.
Eggs in purgatory? I don't know what that is.
You know what that is?
No.
Okay, you take eggs and you cook them in tomato sauce in like a frying pan or in a casserole.
Okay.
And you just crack the egg and you put a lid on it and you leave the eggs inside the tomato sauce.
I mean, it sounds like something I would like to eat. We'll look that up.
It says eggs gently nestled in a herby, garlicky tomato sauce with just enough spice. My eggs in purgatory recipe is quick and delicious. One pan brunch meal you can whip up.
Why are you reading? It's like you're reading the blog post.
I am reading the blog post, as a matter of fact. All you need,
I think, it looks good.
Is a can of tomatoes, a few seasonings, and some fresh eggs.
Mm.
what is the
Well, it's the music and the reading. It's a lot, actually.
It's Friday, man. This Friday is going to be warm today.
Yeah, it's flying by too, man. It's almost beer o'clock.
It's not necessarily sundress season, but it is Lululemon.
So Kyle said this first, but now after dealing with him, I'm going to need a few beers after the show. It is almost beer o'clock.
We're screaming for a few beers this weekend, buddy.
I need some gummies.
Yeah, well, I need quite a few. 215-592-9494. So I was thinking as I looked at the recipe, I wanted to make this, but after listening to you read it,
it was a little creepy.
It's not as appetizing anymore. All right, back to your phone calls with AJ Brown next. Would you trade him for a top five pick? Hugh and I, yes. Kyle's screaming at us, no. All right. Plus, we don't usually do this with rivals, but I'm going to extend an olive branch up to New York. Actually, our fellow Midday Show, the Midday Show up in New York, one of their hosts, he was angry, like I sometimes get angry, about a contract not going well early on. So I'm going to offer something. I have something. I haven't used it here in a while, but if he wants to use it, he's more than welcome. I'm going to offer an olive branch to a host up in New York. You'll hear that next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Midday Show.
Oh, this is a great old song, man.
This is a great song.
Don't you want me, baby? Sounds a little creepy, though.
It does. It's not that we don't want AJ. We just want a top five pick. Mm. More. That's all.
Say you don't
better
need
change
me.
Your mind, Joe.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen. This
better
hour.
Better change it back or we will both be sorry. Boy, the hair in this video, I just can see this, was super teased.
Yes, it was. What year was this song?
This feels like 80s, right? Late 80s.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. It's a good one. This hour, 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Also, let's not forget, we got BG Live 5-5 on
BG Live.
Tickets on sale right now at 94WIP.com. That would be May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. To some maybe not thinking it's Cinco de Mayo.
It's the day after Cinco de Mayo.
No, see, this is because I was thinking, I was trying to plan my time.
What are you
and
thinking?
I'm like, damn, I was thinking drinking on Sunday.
I think you were long thinking.
I did, and I screwed
too
it
long.
Up.
Yep.
Because Monday, like, Cinco de Mayo falls on the worst day it could possibly fall on. Monday. You got to go to work Tuesday.
So what day do you want? You want on Friday?
Friday.
And Monday.
Friday, Saturday.
Who takes off for Cinco
de Mayo? Like, but Friday, if it's on a Friday, you can get good and banged up on a Friday.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. On Monday, it's too much responsibility on Tuesday.
Just start celebrating early.
You know what I mean? It's too much responsibility on Tuesday.
Well, you know what? Come out to the Colonial Theater in Phoenix.
No, we're going to have fun.
We're going to have a great time. On 5-5, BG Live. Tickets on sale right now, 94WIP.com. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. And then we got to let you hear what I think Hugh would call a crash out up in New York.
He's crashed out.
They are already worried about the Juan Soto contract up there. I would gladly take him. But if they want to get rid of him, I have a way to help them out. Let's go to Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's up, Jay. Man? What's up, buddy?
Hey, yo, man. I love the fact that it's Friday. The weather's good, man. Hugh gave Joe some gummies. He didn't tell him how much to take because they're trying to trade AJ Brown, man, for either Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, man. I'm trying to come to the studio and have a gummy party next Friday. So I wouldn't do it. And this is why it's not like we're trading up and this trade is going to fill the last hole that we have and we're good from then on. Like, that's not what this trade is. So why are we trading an all-pro or a rookie and he's not filling that gap? Travis Hunter's best position, I think, with us would be cornerback, if anything. And now we trade AJ. Now we got a problem with receiver. So I love Devontae, but do you think Devontae is getting that tough yard? That 5 yard slant when you need 4 yards or you need 5 yards. Now he getting double teamed and they being physical with him. I don't know. And I love Devontae, but I don't know if he's going to do what AJ did. And then Travis Hunter is 138 pounds. So he's not getting those tough yards. Like, it changes the whole thing, man. It changes the whole thing.
So I think you make a fair point. And no, I don't. I think it'd be harder for Devontae. But Jay, in our scenario, you could take whoever you want in the top five that's there, right? You brought up Travis Hunter, who I think has a shot to be special. Maybe you play him a corner, a little receiver, maybe the opposite. But, Jay, if you take a defensive player at four, right, or wherever we're trading up to, whether it be Carter or Hunter, you could take a receiver to replace some of what AJ gave you at 32, right? He's not going to be AJ, but is your team better that way?
And not only that, AJ's 101, man. AJ weighed like 230 pounds. Like, ain't no receiver in this draft going to do that. Ain't no receiver. I hear what you're saying about that. But at the same time, you could get somebody that's comparable to AJ. Maybe
he's one of one.
You know what? Regular season, we're all about Super Bowls now. And maybe he has a good regular season. But do you trust a rookie to get us the tough yards that AJ Brown has consistently gotten us?
Jay,
you trust a rookie to get the yards?
Before I answer that question, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hypothetically, if this happens, do you trust Jalen?
Do I trust
That's a
Jalen?
Long pause. Yeah.
Long pause. Long pause.
Because see that? No, my fault. Do you trust Jalen?
I trust Jalen, yes.
So if you trust Jalen, then you'll be okay with letting him go. Because you feel like Jalen has evolved to the point where he doesn't need that receiver as a crutch. If this is what they're thinking. Like, there's a lot of layers to this. And the reason why I wouldn't be afraid of trading him is because I feel that Jalen has evolved. And I feel a lot of times, I'm not saying this about you, and that's why I asked the question, but I feel a lot of times that people don't feel like the quarterback has evolved. That's why they want to hold on to the receiver.
No, but look, is there's going to be a point where he's not able to get out the pocket. He needs somebody to get open. So lately, the teams that won the Super Bowls have had, normally except for when Pat Mahomes did it without Tyreek Hill, they've had at least one great receiver that you could count on, mm-hmm. that you could count on, man. We wouldn't have, and I love Devontae, man, but I think if all the attention was on him, he's getting double teamed, they roughing him up at the line, I don't know if I can trust him to get me the yards that I need.
No, I mean, my I hear that, and that's, yeah, you're right, and that's something that you might have to contend with, but I feel like when I look at this draft and I look at the way that the NFL trended last year, it feels like it's skewing more towards the running game. Because think about it like this, and I think this is a lot of things that we forgot, Jay. Early in the year, the two high safety got a bad rap. Remember that? Mm. Because they were taking away the big plays. So what did some teams do? Some teams went to the running game. The teams that could run the ball and the teams that had success started to run the ball because they didn't want to be beat. They couldn't run the deep plays because they had the two high safety look. So I'm thinking, and I might be wrong, but I'm thinking that the NFL is going to start trending more towards the running attack, and that's why the Eagles, hypothetically, would probably be okay with this.
Let me ask you this. For mm-hmm. a team to win the Super Bowl and then move up like that, wouldn't it normally be to get the one need, because you have one need that's going to put you over the top?
Yeah, it would.
We trade AJ for one pick. We still got a hole if we get a defensive lineman.
We do, yeah. We'd have to fill a receiver. Yeah, they'd have.
Yeah, but Jay,
you'd have to trust Howie to find a good receiver to complement Devontae somewhere else in the draft. And he wouldn't be as good as AJ, but he'd have to be good.
What do you think is easier to find, a really good pass rusher or a really good receiver?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's easier to find a receiver. I'm going to help you out. It's easier to find a receiver. Not a receiver,
but not an A.J. Brown.
That's what I was about to say. Not a receiver of A.J. Brown's caliber. But you can find a good receiver.
I agree with you.
That will compensate for you going out and getting that pass rusher. Dude, pass rushers are still at a premium in the NFL.
I would say, without looking, the best pass rushers are first-round picks.
Yes.
And there's a few guys that come out of nowhere, but the best receivers are all over the place. Second round, third round, fourth round.
Yeah, all over the place, man, for real. That's just how it is.
The only reason why I paused is because normally I would have right away said, you know, a rusher. Mm-hmm. But we got Jalen Carter on the line. We got Jordan Davis, who you at least got to pay attention to. So we got guys that certainly is going to open it up for edge rusher. So that's why we're taking flyers on certain guys, because we feel like our defensive line is so stout that, hey, my man, you just got to play your role.
Yeah.
and they might think that too. So yeah. Yeah, Fangio might think that too. It's a fair point. Jay, what's your egg dish? What do you got for us?
Man, I'm real simple, man. Just man, if I can spice it up, it'll be with tomatoes and broccoli when I'm doing my healthy thing.
So like an omelet with tomatoes and broccoli, or like scrambled eggs?
Yeah. Or I could just scramble it and put it in there, or omelet, whatever. But as long as the tomatoes and broccoli in there, good little dish.
All right, Jay, we got you, buddy. You're out on broccoli or the omelet?
Yeah, broccoli, yeah.
I'm in on broccoli.
I like broccoli. I've been on this broccoli thing lately, though. I like broccoli.
What are you doing with it? Broccoli and cheese.
I like broccoli and cheese.
So I'm in a bit of a spin cycle now with Hugh Douglas.
Okay.
Because for months we're talking about, Vic Fangio just needs smart players. Get Nolan Smith. They got a lot of production out of him late in the season. Jalen Hunt next to Jalen Carter. And now all of a sudden it's so hard to find a guy that we're going to get production on the outside next to Jalen Carter.
No, listen, see Kyle, you're
who needs who more? Because we do this with the running back and the offensive line. We do have Jalen Carter in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to take up a lot of attention. That does make life easier for the guys on the outside. A.J. Brown is the one who makes life easier for others.
I understand what you're saying, and you're right. I'm not trying to put you in a spin cycle, but I think it's important to understand and kind of go into the minutia of potentially what this could mean and why this is being, you know, put out there. And that's what I'm doing. Like, in a small sampling size, I do not want to trade A.J. Brown. Let me say that first. I don't. But if I'm looking at it hypothetically and why this might happen, that's where I'm coming from. And that's where I'm okay with it, because you're looking to get the best pass rusher in the game. That's going to help your defense be better. And when you look at, say, I'm looking at the draft as a whole. You're right. There is no A.J. Brown in this draft.
Mm-mm.
But there are receivers that you could get that are serviceable. I'm not going to say comparable. I'm going to say serviceable.
Yeah, I don't want serviceable. I don't think the offense looks as good with just serviceable out there.
But what about, think about it like this. Puka Nacua came out of nowhere. It became a really good serviceable receiver.
Well, he's better than serviceable.
But I'm just saying for the sake of this argument.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In a short period of time.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm looking at that, and I'm looking at my financial constraints, because that's what we're talking about. Like, you can't talk about the players without the financial constraints. He gives me a player that's you know, serviceable, that's cheaper.
So,
I get two things that I need, and I'm saving some
money. Hold on, let's hit on the cheaper thing for a second. This day, and I know a lot of people's perspective is, let's not rush this. We'll wait for this day. This day's coming. The Eagles have told us this. Their actions have told us this. Howie has said it. Joe Banner has said it. They're going to have to likely move off of something on offense to pay something on defense soon.
Yeah.
Right? So, okay, so we can wait. We can do it now. But you keep asking, Hugh, do you trust Jalen? At some point, that's part of this, right?
That's the conversation that we're having.
Kyle doesn't like the Patrick Mahomes part. Let me give you another one. And I don't even think Jalen's as good as this guy, but at least it's not the Mahomes thing, right? Because Mahomes just lives in his own world. He's the best quarterback. The Bills got better when they moved off of Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, he's also not Josh Allen.
No,
guys.
But,
come
but,
on.
But wait. But when,
not
but,
a thrower like no, Josh Allen
but
is.
But Josh Allen, when they Josh Allen was an up-and-down young quarterback.
I know, he won the MVP last year without Diggs.
They traded for Diggs to help Josh Allen out. And
that's
then he progressed, and they said, we got cap issues. Mm-hmm. We got to move off of Diggs.
Yes.
And Josh Allen, he was ready for that. And he played really well without Stephon Diggs.
I'm glad you brought up Josh Allen because Josh Allen is a much better thrower than Jalen Hurts is.
That's the point.
It's definitely the point.
Kyle, at some point, they're going to have to move off of someone on the offense.
Right. Okay, so can I address that real quick?
Yes.
Because when teams do this, when they get out ahead of things, right, they usually do that when it's like a year in advance. The Goddard thing is a year ahead of time from when we're going to have to lose him. Not 3 years, and not the year after you just signed the guy. It's too early. It's too early.
So you know what? I don't want to sell my house. I don't want to. I have no plans to do it.
But
my house is not worth $1 million. It's just
but
not. Someone offered me $1 million today. I'm
you're
out. AJ Brown. I don't want to trade AJ Brown.
I don't think it's the equivalent of $1 million.
Sure,
though.
It's
not a guaranteed $1 million. Because you don't know who the draft pick is. You don't know who the player is if they're going
to
turn out.
The pick has value, right? You don't know what you're going to use. I could use the $1 million to buy candy.
Okay.
It's still $1 million.
Well,
let me finish. The pick is worth $1 million in my scenario. Mm-hmm. My house is not worth that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to trade AJ. No one's ever going to offer me a top five pick for a veteran receiver making $30+ million. It just doesn't happen.
So
I'm taking the million, and I'll figure it out.
I think a better analogy is...
Your family
probably
love you more.
No. Well,
you got egg. You got Easter eggs all over the place.
We could have so many eggs.
You painting Easter eggs.
Eggs all weekend.
You cracking eggs. You throwing eggs
We're throwing
at people's
eggs
houses
at Kyle.
Again. We don't even care. We got money.
I don't think it's a good analogy because
I think Hugh liked my analogy.
I loved it.
I know he did. But Hugh's notoriously terrible at analogies.
No, not today.
No, all right.
Today he's good at analogies.
Here's what I think a better analogy is.
What?
You sell the house, but you either get, you don't know, $5,000 or $1 million. Because this draft pick that you take could not be good.
No,
there is a risk involved.
Right. But I gave you the risk. Picks are valuable. What I use the money for is up to me. I could take the million.
He's taking the pick. Joe's talking about taking the pick.
I could take the million for my house and blow it, and then I don't have a place to live. That could be a bad pick. Or right. I could invest it in something else and get, like, it's the value for the player.
But I feel like I just feel like there's a lot more of a commodity to $1 million, a known commodity, than there is to, because you're not going to blow the whole million. You get a million, you're going to think you're a smart guy. It's not like you take the million and spend it on one thing. You're probably spending it on a lot of different things, and it becomes a lot more worth it for you. Mm. I think the better analogy is that you don't know what exactly the value of this is.
Well,
it could be $5,000.
Sure. Okay.
It could be $1 million.
It's the trust in Howie. I mean, it's a trust in Howie and the scouting.
Or trust in Jalen.
But we just talked about this yesterday. Like, the draft isn't an exact science. You either get an impact player or you don't. It's a 50-50. It's a
That's
coin flip.
That's a very fair point. But in Howie's world and in the Eagles' world, have they missed a top pick? Like, I mean a high pick. And we could debate the Carson thing. Carson gave him some good years before he fell apart, right? That was the number two pick. Lane Johnson was number four. Jalen Carter, number nine. Devontae was top, 10?
Yep.
The Eagles have an incredible track record. To go back, when was the last time they took a player within the top 10 that wasn't any good? I mean, Donovan was number two.
Yeah. It's been a while.
When they take pick, so I give them a way better chance to, like, if the Eagles stumbled into a top five pick tomorrow, I'd bet they'd nail it. I mean,
maybe. Maybe. I understand that a top five pick is much more likely to hit than somebody that's that high. But, like, can we also address the wide receiver part of this thing? Like, before AJ Brown, before Devontae Smith, our track record of drafting wide receivers was horrible.
I know.
So, like, this idea that we're going to get somebody serviceable, you could get another Jalen freaking Rager.
You could get Puka Nacua.
Kyle Frey, for real.
Well, right. I mean, I just, I don't know how you, like, you can say it's afraid. I am afraid, sure. But I think it's very reasonable to not want to let go of the best player on your offense and say that you're going to take a step back because of it.
I think it's reasonable.
Yeah,
I just don't think it's economically sound not to even entertain it, though. I think you have to entertain it.
Don't do it.
And I think you have to look at all scenarios and say why this might be a real thing. See, that's where I'm at. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to trade him. But when you talk about there's one guy's name that has been mentioned in all these trade talks for the last couple of seasons, and it's him, and you look at everything that happened this year, I think it's almost like baking a cake. Like, you're just looking at the one
now
ingredient.
Now we're doing analogies.
No, yeah, we can now do these analogies. It. And you have to take all the ingredients. And the ingredients in this case is the fact that AJ crashed out on mm-hmm. and BG talked about him. The fact that he was reading on the sideline.
Yep.
And all this other stuff. I feel that there might be something there. I'm not sure. There might be something there. And the Eagles are like, okay, our quarterback has evolved to the point where maybe we could alleviate some of this money issues that we have by moving on from him and getting younger. Because Howie keeps saying, Joe keeps saying we got to get younger.
Yeah,
he keeps saying it. So you got to, you know, you just got to look at it.
AJ Brown's 27.
Yeah, but he's not 22. That's for sure.
All right. Oh, 22, my God.
Right, so let's. So I just went back and looked because we were saying like the Eagles rarely miss top 10 picks, or when they've had them, and there hasn't been 10 of them, but they've had a good number in the last couple decades. You know the last time the Eagles had a pick as high as we're talking about today and didn't land a star? It was Mike Mamula.
Moo-moo.
It was 1995. We know about that draft. We know Hugh Douglas was in that draft. I mean, it's a long time ago.
But as we talked about yesterday, they might be due.
They might be due. But it was the Hugh draft. I mean, remember that?
They don't know who he is. True story, the Eagles were thinking about taking me, but they're like, nah. He went to a small school team.
But they waited to see if you could really play.
The Eagles made a mistake.
They should have taken
it. Just like they could in this draft if they traded AJ Brown.
Yeah, I mean, it was 1995, though.
That was a long time ago.
That's when I was born.
They first started learning about draft. They ain't know no better.
The year I was born.
And look, I mean, look, Hugh.
Getting
look,
drafted.
Hugh's not that guy anymore. We know that.
he's washed.
All right. Look, I don't think the guy that you're about to hear get yelled about is washed, but not off to a great start. Listen to this. So, Hugh, you remember a couple years ago when I said 2 months into the Trey Turner contract that if I had a magic wand.
Yes, you would get rid of him.
Yeah, so I'm going to offer that magic wand to a guy that I've met once before, but he's the Midday Show host up in New York. His name's Sal Licata, so he's a Mets fan, Hugh.
Mm-hmm.
And Juan Soto is off to a slow start after his $700-and-whatever-million-dollar contract. So Sal is not happy. Listen to this crash out yesterday over Juan Soto.
Juan Soto has stunk to start his Mets career. I never thought I would be at this point with Juan Soto, a guy who I begged and pleaded the Mets to go get, a guy who I wanted more than any player ever in my fandom. I wanted Juan Soto. The Mets delivered, and every single time this guy has come up in a big spot this year, and there have been plenty, he has failed. And yesterday, a despicable 0-for-5 with 3 strikeouts, leaving a small village on the base pass as the Mets lose a series. You don't pay $765 million to a guy who gets on base 40% of the time. Bullcrap. Every single time he's come up in a big spot, he has failed this year. He did not do that with the Yankees. I don't want to hear the excuses from Soto. I don't want to hear people tell me that the walks are good. I want to start seeing some production now.
I have a couple thoughts on that.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I didn't know Brandon Tierney was bald.
They're both bald.
Yeah. They're bald like us.
The Midday Show has to be bald. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
An Odyssey rule. Yeah.
The second thing that jumped out to me when he was on his rant was baseball. I mean, let's just call it what it is. Most diehard baseball fans are ridiculous. Like it's. I mean, in a good way. Because you live and die every game. The small village got me, though. That was a lot.
Are you saying it's a little premature into a 15-year deal?
Well, yes. And it's one of those things where, historically, when a guy goes, because this happened to, Trey's still kind of going through it. Dansby Swanson went through it with the Cubs.
That first year of the deal.
The first year of the deal, trying to adjust. There's a lot of players that first year of the deal, going to a new place, they have to adjust. And you just have to be prepared for it as a player.
Sure.
But it's a small, like the dude can, we know Juan Soto can play, man. Yeah. Come on, man.
He's good.
We know he can play. But that, I mean, you can't be mad at it. I can't be mad at it because it's one of those things where the Mets have been metting for so long. And then, you know, to have this caliber of player come and you don't see what you see. I mean, I get it, but it's just a lot.
So, two things. Let's hope Juan stays cold because the Phillies go play the Mets next week. So, let's hope that stays cold for a while. Second, if he wants, I will loan him the magic wand. He can use it. They can undo the contract. Then we could take him. I'll still take Juan Soto here in Philadelphia. But that got me laughing yesterday. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence!
Huge joke, Kyle. What's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Joe, you my guy.
Mm-hmm.
But hell to the no, to the no, 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 no.
You're out?
I wouldn't trade. AJ, you said you would trade AJ Brown straight up for Hunter?
Yes.
No, this guy is 110 pounds soaking wet. I don't even – there's questions about this guy's durability already in the NFL, and can he take a hit? Can he tackle these big guys? We know college – there's some big dudes in college, but the NFL is a whole different ball game, my man. And I heard you say something about A.J. Brown, like he didn't contribute on the playoffs. Joe, he was hurt. He was hurt. Well, he's not going to be hurt every year.
Well, no, but he could – I mean, he could start breaking down. We don't know.
All right, my thing is he's 27, and I know we have cap issues and all that, but right now AJ's in his prime. I wouldn't trade somebody in his prime, because as far as right now, we don't even know how the defense is going to look, and we're going to let somebody go on offense. We don't know how Abdul Carter is going to look when he comes to the NFL. That's the if, right? He may be good, he may not be that good, but for the fact of the matter is, we know AJ Brown is good, and I heard a caller say this earlier. If we let A.J. Brown go, and how many years have we went to the Super Bowl before we got A.J. Brown?
Like how many times? Well, they had gone three times. They went in 17, they went in 4, they went in 80.
So when we didn't have A.J. Brown, when we just had Devontae Smith, we went to the playoffs, but have we reached the Super Bowl?
No, I mean, it was only 1 year of that, but no, they didn't.
And to me, that's the whole reason we brought A.J. Brown here, was for that window to win the Super Bowl. And we know that window is closing. So right now, we heard, I said this a couple of weeks ago, we heard Jeffrey Lurie say he's hungrier now. Mm. So if you let AJ Brown go, how would that explain you being hungry for another Super Bowl?
Well, you know, it would move the line. It would make it they're hungrier to win one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it would make next year less likely, but maybe 2027, 28 more likely. All right, Terrence, what do you got for eggs? Eggs for us. What's your egg dish? Go to.
One more thing. If we lose AJ Brown, We won't go to playoffs next year. I still think they.
Well, it depends what they got back. But
so.
All right, Terrence, what do you got?
The
eggs.
We don't.
Terrence, your egg dish. What do you got?
All right, guys. I know you guys know they make the Hawaiian buns now.
Oh yeah.
So what I do is I put it in a toaster, not too long, but so it's a little bit crisp. I put some jelly on it.
Ooh.
Some bacon. And some scrambled eggs. Man, that thing is bumping.
You got the sweet and the savory. Terrence, good phone call. We'll get you in the mix. 4-pack of tickets to the Eagles draft party. Our 215-592-9494. Your favorite way to eat eggs. Best one on Tri-Day wins the 4-pack of tickets. All right, you people coming up at 1:45. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock next. It's always on you. Sports Radio 94 at WIP.
Yes, and this is on me too. Easter is this weekend, and you know what that means. It's time to elevate your celebrations with the unbeatable flavor of Hatfield ham. So when you're planning your Easter grocery shopping list, remember, add the delicious tradition that is Hatfield ham. If you want to put some more pork on your fork, serve up a side of bacon Brussels sprout salad made with delicious Hatfield bacon. The possibilities are endless. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retailer near you. This Easter, put pork on your fork. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.